Week before last, I was out in Las Vegas for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and it was interesting. I mean, whatever casino you go in or the Las Vegas Convention Center, they have a very firm mask mandate. And it was interesting to see that it was kind of with Omicron, there has been a transition in the kinds of masks that people are wearing. And at least out in Las Vegas, it was startling to me how many people had either an N95 or a KN95 on. Because I think there's growing speculation that lesser masks just aren't up to the task, and indeed the CDC has now said as much. Someone who has a vested interest in all of this is Rocky Rutschkowski, who is the founder and president of Imperium, which is a logistics firm here in the state of Michigan that is a certified service-disabled, veteran-owned logistics business that helps to distribute these kinds of masks and other non-surgical medical equipment. We welcome in Rocky. Rocky, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Guy. Happy Martin Luther King Memorial Day.
Thank you. Thank you, and same to you. So
Thank
much
you.
discussion of masks, and your business, are you shifting to the 95s and the KN95 production, or what are you doing to respond to this kind of change in direction we're seeing from the CDC?
Great question. You know, in a market, especially in the United States, that was lacking in critical PPE for quite a long time. We've over-relied on offshore products and especially the inferior and counterfeit, a lot of inferior and counterfeit masks. And we are actually seeing a lot more orders of corporations because we predominantly deal with large mass orders for corporations and governmental units. And we're seeing a larger request of N95, which is the U.S. made. The difference, so that people understand, the difference between the KN95 and the N95. The N95 are made in the United States. The KN95 are predominantly made in China or other nations. You'll also see
Korea,
something like
yeah.
a KF94 that's made out of Korea. We actually have a company in the United States that is partnering with their Korean counterparts to make these N94 masks or N95 masks in Florida, that are exactly like the Korean models, that are much more comfortable, give a little bit more space around the nose and the mouth, and actually seal around the top of the nose as well as below the cheek. And that's what a proper seal is. You'll see a lot of these masks have open spaces between the sides or by the nose or underneath the chin, and that's where a lot of particulates enter into. And you'll hear a lot of people say, these masks really don't do very much, and that's why.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, there was a new study out last week that suggested that a well-fitting N95 or KN95 mask is 75 times more protective than a loose cloth-fitting mask. That was startling.
Very true. And by the way, a proper fitted surgical mask, a level 3 surgical mask, would also do the same type of protective barrier that many people are looking for, especially with the Omicron variant that's out there we're being told is extremely transmissible. What's
Yeah.
different about these surgical masks, so that people also understand not to throw away all their surgical masks, but to look at the boxes of these surgical masks, because there's three different levels, and they're guided by the FDA, as opposed to a lot of other masks that are guided by what's called NIOSH, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. Those surgical masks, if you read their box, they'll say if they're a level 1, a level 2, or a level 3. The level 3
Okay.
surgical masks are the ones that we want to look for. They fit much better. They're filled with three layers. One layer of a protective mask covering, then a milk-blown material, which stops a majority of the particulates, and then a third level closest to your face. So the level 3 are just as protective as the N95 and the KN95s.
For businesses like yours that is involved in the production of these masks, Rocky, is it somewhat frustrating that, well, first of all, I mean, the CDC initial guidance on masks ended up getting muddled, and now it's like they're saying, well, yes, the surgical mask is better than the cloth mask, and the N95 is much better, but they don't come out with a formal recommendation to upgrade. So it's kind of this wishy-washy, very squishy kind of guidance. Are you frustrated by that? Because I sure am.
Extremely frustrated, and I don't always wear my mask. And quite frankly, if I don't need to, I try not to, and I'll be blunt with you. I'll say that on air. But I will share with you this, that there is a lot of frustration, and allegedly we're now being told that the CDC will come out with actual mask guidance, specifically identifying the N95 and the KN95. I personally would rather have people buy the N95, not spend money on foreign-made brands. Let's build up our production here in the United States. We have some great companies in Florida, as well as in Texas and throughout the United States. We have some companies here in Michigan that are actually participating in making masks and providing that melt-blown material that I talked about in surgical masks. We have one that's headquartered here in Bloomfield Hills, Acme Mills. So we have some great U.S. companies, and we need to protect the U.S. manufacturing, because the largest thing that we're seeing right now is inferior and counterfeit masks that are being sent here.
Okay.
From Asia.
So how do we do that? Because I'm right with you, Rock. My wife already purchased a boatload of N95s, and oddly enough, before the holidays, she almost threw them out because she thought we were done with this. Thank goodness she didn't, because I really have been putting them to use with my travels. But so how do we purchase those American-made quality masks and not fall into the trap of the scammers?
Number one, contact, and again, we're not an individual seller. We sell to large big box as well as distribute to large governmental units and corporations. But if you're looking for a good mask, go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards. They sell N95 masks. And a lot of them were used for the building trades to stop the particulates. And look at those boxes. Look at where they're made, because each one of those boxes will state if it's made in the United States or made in China or Malaysia or wherever else. So look at the boxes. And then if you are given a mask, the best way to tell if it's counterfeit or fraudulent, you'll see the stitching on the sides and on the top.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have stitching on the sides, just on the top, that's one of the best ways to know that it's a counterfeit or fraudulent mask. Also by the fit and feel. If it's starting to tear, if it doesn't seal properly, then you pretty much know that you may have a counterfeit or fraudulent mask. The way that ICE or CBP, the Customs Border Patrol, knows that predominantly we're getting over 60% of counterfeit and inferior masks coming into the United States is because they're coming in through the port of Long Beach and coming in also from Norfolk and being distributed. And as they're coming in, they don't have FDA certification. They're not being brought
right.
in by FDA registered importers, and they're starting to realize that these masks are just being dumped into the United States.
Rocky, such great information. So much good information to chew on there. And for those of you that want a refresher, we'll post this on our website, WJR.com or thegreatvoice.com, if you weren't able to take down all that information that Rocky was giving us. But the bottom line is, be careful of the posers, but by all means, for maximum protection, get a good fitting mask, hopefully a level 3 surgical or better. Rocky, thanks so much. You have a great day.